Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The National Weather Service is forecasting foggy weather in the morning hours this week, but have also added smoke to the forecast. Smoke from fires burning in southern Oregon is blowing south and is impacting local air quality. Wildfire smoke will impact Del Norte, Humboldt, and Trinity counties. Children, the elderly, and those with respiratory or heart diseases are advised to stay indoors. The Sheriff's Office received a request from the Hoopa Valley Tribal Police Department today for assistance with a suicidal female in a residence on Grasshopper Lane in Hoopa. Deputies arrived on scene and learned that the 31-year-old female entered her bedroom with a knife and her 19-month-old child. She told deputies that if they entered the room, she would murder her child and then herself. A deputy trained in crisis negotiation spoke with the woman for over an hour before she released the child. The woman then held the knife to her throat and threatened to kill herself. After more negotiations, the woman put down the knife and was taken into custody. She is being transported to a mental health facility for an evaluation, and then will be booked into jail on charges of felony child endangerment and terrorist threats. The California Highway Patrol responded to a fatal traffic collision today on Highway 101 south of State Route 299. An adult male was headed southbound on Highway 101 when his vehicle gradually drifted off the roadway and struck a highway sign. The vehicle then rolled down an embankment and drove into a grove of trees. A tree branch penetrated the windshield and fatally impaled the driver. Highway 101 was reduced to one lane of traffic for several hours, while CHP officers investigated the collision and recovered the vehicle. Impairment is currently being investigated as a factor. The identity of the driver is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The CHP has identified the driver involved in a fatal crash on Saturday evening that shut down the southbound lanes off Highway 101 outside of Fortuna. The CHP reports that 45-year-old Hydesville resident Stephen Hall was driving a Chevy Camaro at a high rate of speed when he made an unsafe lane change from the fast lane to the slow lane and then lost control of his car. He then collided with a car driven by Delbert McClatchy of Rio Del, and both vehicles overturned and came to rest, blocking both lanes of the freeway. Hall was thrown from his car and he sustained fatal injuries, while McClatchy suffered minor injuries and was taken to the hospital for treatment. The freeway was closed for approximately 2 hours, and the accident happened to coincide with the end of the car show held in Fortuna that day. The sheriff's office responded to a report of a woman screaming near a vehicle in the 38,000 block of Highway 36 in Bridgeville over the weekend. Deputies arrived on scene and found the screaming woman next to a white Toyota pickup truck. When the deputy pulled up behind the truck, the driver sped away, heading eastbound on Highway 36 while crossing into opposing lanes and cutting corners. Deputies pursued the vehicle but ended the pursuit for public safety reasons. As deputies were pursuing the vehicle, dispatch ran a vehicle license check and learned that the truck, license plate number 8L52122, was stolen from Miranda last Wednesday. The truck was last seen on Buck Mountain Road, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. During the summer season, Humboldt County plays host to a variety of special events. Citizens can expect more drivers on the roads, which means a higher possibility of accidents. The primary concern of law enforcement is with impaired drivers, and the numbers tell the tale. Between Thursday night and Sunday night, 14 drivers were arrested and booked into county jail on suspicion of DUI. CHP officer Matt Harvey remarked,
"There's more cars on the roadway, there's more people driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Basically, anytime you have an event like that that draws more traffic, you're going to get more of the DUI drivers and things like that."
Harvey went on to explain the CHP's strategy in policing the roadways during festivals and events.
We have what's called maximum enforcement periods. Those are a statewide program that we have during, say, like Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, you know, when we know there's going to be more traffic on the road, get more officers out there.
Making plans to have a designated driver or a Safeway home is always recommended. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.